Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Good day to you. It's always a pleasure to be in your company. Good morning, sleepyheads. Today, I want to talk to you about life. I want to talk to you about the life you should be living, the life you could be living, and the life you are living. I like to show my listeners what life could be like if we didn't have force in our life. And you might think, I don't have force in my life. What is she talking about? There's no one forcing me to do anything. What is she saying here? She's not helping me understand anything. But if you look at life from the standpoint of having force in your life or not having force in your life, you can look at life differently, through that different set of eyes. Where am I being forced to do something? Where am I applying force on someone, if you are? But today I wanted to talk to you about the election. I was going to talk to you about the election news, and sex, drugs, entertainment. And you might be wondering, what in the world does sex, drugs, and entertainment have to do with the election? It does. It has everything to do with the election. You realize that there are people that advertise with talk about the drug problem in the country, and they're advertising to be your elected official. They call them officials because we look to them as if they are officials. And they use people in the entertainment industry to get your attention. They put pretty girls and handsome guys out there to get your attention on the streets, even to get you to vote for them. Sex, drugs, and entertainment have a lot to do with the election. They have everything to do with the election, but really they have nothing to do with it. And the reason why I say that is elections really have nothing to do with your life. You have an ability to govern your own life, to do what's right for you. And no one else has any better ability at doing what would be right for you than you. No one. There's nothing about an elected official that can do anything better for you than what you do for yourself. And there's nothing good about empowering a small group of people to write laws, rules, and regulations against us as we hold the hope. We hold hope that they will stop drugs, illicit sex, and that they would make sure that the entertainment industry isn't promoting something that isn't good for our children to see. We want to protect our children from watching things on TV or coming out in movies or in video games. We expect that some group of people will prevent someone from bringing that kind of thing into the world. So yes, election news, sex, drugs, and entertainment are intertwined. They have everything but really nothing to do with each other. But because we have done that, because we turned over power to a small group of people, we have the expectation that that small group of people, those elected officials, those authorities in our lives, will write laws, rules, and regulations against those people to stop drugs, illicit sex, and even the entertainment industry from promoting things that we consider to be bad. We turned over power. And there's really nothing good about empowering a few people to do what we can do ourselves, because that allows them to grow stronger and stronger through every election process. You know, we all want wealth and safety, but we won't get wealth and safety from people who don't work for a living. Well, what do I mean by that? We all want wealth and safety. By safety, I mean all forms of safety. Wealth we need, we don't want to be poor. We can't get by with rising prices on the limited income that some people have. It's nearly impossible. We want safety. And safety, I mean, we want to know that the foods we eat, we want to know that if we're buying a gun for use, because we can in America, that it's going to be safe, that it was manufactured properly. We want to know that our police protection is protecting us should we need them. We want to know that our children are safe in their schools. We want safety. We want to know that the drug that's being prescribed for us, if we're the followers of mainstream medical, is a safe thing to take. And so we have all these agencies that regulate those different things, from the foods, the FDA, food, drugs, alcohol. We have the ones that regulate the firearms. We have police protection. We have military protection. People willingly pay for the safety, that protection. What I said was, we all want wealth and safety, but we won't get those values from people who don't work for a living. Here's what I mean by that. There are people that we literally pay. We pay them to write those laws, rules, and regulations against people that would do something against our health and our safety. But those people who write those laws, rules, and regulations do not generate the values that they're taking from. They simply take from those values, meaning the people that create and produce those values. So the price goes up. That's not protecting our wealth. That's taking from our wealth, our limited wealth. So it's not what you might think it is. We have given up power to a small group of people, a few thousand worldwide, to billions. The numbers don't lie. There are billions of us in a non-ruling class group of people, families worldwide, non-ruling class families, to the few, very few ruling class families. Okay, I'm making that distinction. You have a family you were born into that's been held back as a family for thousands of years. Now, that's a long ways to think back. We're generally thinking back, hearing about great-great-grandma, great-great-grandpa. If you're lucky, you might have met a great-grandparent. A lot of people have not. So you have a small group of people worldwide that determines what other people are going to do, and they do it in the name of this wealth and safety issues. But they can't provide it because they don't provide those very values that bring us wealth and safety. Business is where you and I can go and exchange our labor or our thinking for a paycheck. We create something of value with someone, or we produce that value with someone, and we get paid. That's fair. That's a good thing. But Congress sets minimum wage. Why would they want everyone in a minimum wage? Because we wouldn't rise up. We would think that that minimum wage should be enough for us to get by, and we'll find out it won't. But they're the ones that set that, not businesses. Businesses could evolve today, right now. Businesses could evolve to be stronger and every employee be wealthier. It's a simple shift, and I know how to do that. I'm going to be teaching that across this nation in the next year, along with a few other friends. We're going to be helping businesses realize how they can evolve the way that they do business, and even how their employees get paid so their employees can do better. We're looking out for the wealth of the people, and a governing body who takes from the people is not looking out for the people. And when I say they take, they do take. They do not create values. They take from the values created and produced by us in a non-ruling class. Billions strong worldwide. Thousands weak worldwide. Thousands, only thousands. Only thousands. There's not millions of the people that are writing the laws, rules, and regulations against people across the country and across the world. There are not. They're the weaklings. But they play the part of the bully. They tell us what to do, how to live our life, how to spend our paychecks. And they even use the people in the entertainment industry to take from us. Wow. For Pete's sake, we all want wealth and safety. But we won't get those values from people who don't work for a living but take from us to get a living. We earn ours. We feel good about it because we exchange a value with someone that we go to work for. We should feel good about that. We can learn more. I was thinking this morning as I was awakening. Did I say that right? Well, you can put me down if you want to. It's okay. Because people are taught to put people down, to make others look better, sometimes even themselves. But blowing out someone else's candle won't make yours burn more brightly. What happens when you bring two flames together? Wow, right? Imagine if the non-ruling class family just united against those who write the laws, rules, and regulations against them and earn a living because people do that. Imagine what the world would look like. We'd have it all. We'd have more. It'd be great. Yes, we would. We'd have more in life, not less. We'd be more wealthy, healthy, and more safe. As long as we allow a small group of people to tell us what to do, govern our lives, we're not going to have as much as we could have. And for thousands of years, this has gone on. There was a time when, as a species, we took a giant leap in the way we thought and acted. We began to create things out of nature. We began to be stronger. And the world began to prosper. All across the world, people were coming into this brilliant consciousness that we have. and their leaders out there telling them, don't turn your power over to anyone. Don't do it. You have this power. But yet we still turn power over to these authorities today. It's time to stop it. And in the election news, you have a businessman and you have a career politician running against each other this year. It's not really the first time it's happened. But it, in a big way, yes, it is, because people are well aware of Donald Trump because the guy's loaded. And he could teach people how to become wealthy if he should choose to. And he could release the force off of the people and the products they make if he so chooses to. But a career politician needs to continue taking from the people, even through force if need be, to get their paycheck. Because they're not creating a value. They have to take from every value created. And that's any politician. And I'm not saying that person is bad. They probably never even learned this. This is a concept. We don't teach people to think in concepts in school. That's how this continues. If we started teaching our children to think in concepts and the adult population to think in concepts, that small group of people, thousands to billions, that small group, the thousands, would fall off of society. We wouldn't put up with it anymore. We would simply say, no, we don't want you. And we begin to elect business people who know how to make wealth by creating a value and having others work within their value to continue to produce those values that we need and want. Laws, rules, and regulations don't serve to make us more moral. Don't drop the price of things we buy. They cause the prices to go up, for Pete's sakes, because they're in the middle of every value that we create, and their regulations on it cause the price to go up before it ever gets to you. Whatever you have to spend in a business, you have to recoup or you go bankrupt. Whatever they spend, they don't go bankrupt. They take more money from us. They have the power to take more out of our paychecks and our properties to get their paychecks. And they build a whole big group of people who work for them to create an allegiance to them. But those people aren't happy in their jobs either because they have they don't have a base for happiness. What's the base for happiness? The base for happiness is to do something for yourself that someone else could do for you because you'll feel happy doing it. You'll get a smile on your face because you did it rather than take it from somebody else because they did it. They get the happiness because they bring it to you. You see, a governing body has to take from somebody who created something to give something to someone. And that's how they get their election votes. This is the news. This is the what is of life. We elect the people. They hire people. They all take from us. Yet we're the ones over here, billions of us, who create and generate the values that even those people use. Bottled water is an example. Somebody bottles that water. They ensure that it's good water. The government's only there every now and then, folks. Come on. They're not in those plants all the time. If they were, we would all be broke because we'd be paying more people to regulate us, have power over us. Come on. We can see the numbers. That doesn't work. Honest business people create a value, and they get it to the market. And if they don't have a lot of costs on top of them, the burden on business, government, the burden on business, the price would be less for you. A person that has a meat counter, let's go there. From the time I was little, there were stores that had cases in them where you could buy meat. When I was young, we could literally look back and through plastic strips, see the carcasses in the back where the butchers were working. We could see that. And so they carved up that meat, and they did their best job at it, because if they sold you a bad cut of meat, you're not coming back. You're not going to tell your neighbors to come back. If they carved up the wrong piece of meat, they served you a bad piece of meat, you could get sick. They don't want you to get sick. They're going to go bankrupt if they do it wrong. Okay? But in government, they carve up every piece of meat we have, meaning whatever you and I create. I'm going to use it as a metaphor. They carve up every piece of meat you and I create. And out of it, they get their paychecks, and all the people who work for them get their paychecks, because they're not creating something of value. This is election news. We think they're protecting us, but they're really taking from us and holding us back. Look around your room. Look at all the things in it. They didn't come from a politician. They were held back because of a politician. The price went up because of a politician. In the computer industry, they couldn't keep track of them. I remember listening to and reading about when Bill Gates came along. Front page news all the time. They were trying to figure out how they were going to legislate him. This internet, what were they going to do with that internet? What were they going to do to get their money from things that were being sold in there? How could they steal from those products that were going to be sold worldwide? They were concerned about it. They didn't have that local control, the national control that they once had. They were going to lose money. They were going to lose their paychecks. They weren't going to have a way to hire more people in their governing bodies. They were perplexed because they didn't know how to create value. They knew how to take from value, and they were about to lose a giant. Every industry can do business through the internet. We can ship products worldwide. And the local governments, the nation governments, lost a battle. They had been winning against us ever since we became conscious. Thousands of years. Their force on that which we created gave them a base of power. But they didn't have a base for happiness because they didn't know what it felt like to create a value. They took from value. You are so much better off than you know, just because you can get creative and put it into life. But they can still force it. They can cause you to do certain things, jump through hoops, and that's how they get their paychecks. They use the forces of nature in their marketing. Sexy, sexy one. Look at that. Don't you want to buy it? Oh yeah. Wow. Isn't he handsome? Isn't she beautiful? We're drawn to beauty. And so if you use it in your marketing, people will buy. Even the politicians do that. You check it out. Are there some handsome young people involved in campaigning? Do you have them knocking on your doors? Are they on the TV? We're drawn to beauty and youthfulness because we don't want to age. We don't want to die, not really. We want to live. We want life. We want to live now. We don't really want the afterlife. We want to live a wealthy, healthy, safe life now, and we're not going to get it by electing career politicians who have done nothing in their life but take from the people. So I've shown you the difference between people that create and produce values. You're one of them. You're in a non-ruling class family, your family of origin. Isn't making laws, rules, and regulations against people, is it? Good, then you're the benevolent ones. You're the good ones. You're one of the billions wide and strong. If your family is taking from other people or you're taking from people to get your paycheck, you expect others to do something so you get paid, you're in a ruling class all on your own because you really don't have respect from other people. You've lost it. They know that you get paid because they go to work, okay? A business, if you've got a man or a lady who's at the top of a business and they do the business with you, they've literally done it. Maybe they don't today because they grew up big enough, but they're ensuring that you're getting to do something that feels good. They're good people. They're the ones that created everything that's in your room around you. That's not government. Yet we vote for government in our lives. We evolved way beyond it years ago, but we're taught to follow that education system I spoke about earlier. They don't teach the children to link their thoughts, to take the percepts, what they see, what they hear, what they smell, what they taste, what they touch. They don't teach them the power of that, that within them, that's what's inherent within their own body. They teach them to turn over power to an external body, somebody, something, some governing body, so that they can remain in power. That's all. We have this amazing power. We have a choice when we vote, if you choose to vote. You don't have to vote. We're not forced to vote. But there's some powers that be that get in the middle of all that. We know that. We're not so stupid. It's happened. We've heard of problems with vote fraud forever. We've heard about it. And then they use the power of the forces of nature on us. And then we can't help but vote. Oh, you know, I think I should vote this way because of. Why? If they're going to be able to force you, take from you, are they the one you want? Any of them? Only you can decide. Only you can decide. But there's a difference between someone who does business and makes a living and a career politician who takes a living. And I know you get that. You go out and you buy something. You exchange value. You don't steal it. You understand that, don't you? The entertainment industry, when they create a value, people pay to go listen, to see. Art, any kind of industry where someone creates a value, we'll go. It's one of the biggest industries out there. But do we go because we're just bored, because we know that we're capable of creating values and we're not learning to do that in grade school? Could grade school people be businesses? Yes, they can. These children are highly evolved. Our species evolves like every other one. You believe your dog is so smart, don't you? You believe your cat is so smart. Hello, what do you think of your children? They are too. It's natural that we evolved. It's not nature that we have forced in our lives. We expect a flower to grow from its stalk. If it's a flower, if it's a plant that's a flower, we're going to expect a plant. If it's a plant that's a vegetable, we expect a vegetable. We human beings are capable of creating and producing values. Every one of us should be doing it. We shouldn't be listening to those who hold us back. This is. And drugs? Why do we get into drugs? Because we're bored. Peer pressure. If children learn peer review in their classroom, they'd all be better. They wouldn't succumb to the sex, drugs, rock and roll. They would be creating their own values and become business people when they were young, and we'd never worry about their wealth, their health, and their safety, like they have to worry with us the way it is today. We're in need of a law. We'll continue to have less so long as we elect a small group of people with the power over everything we the people create. And yes, we're in need of a law that will stop the corruption of society that happens because of force on our labor. Is there really anything wrong with taking back the power you were born with? What is that power you were born with? It's the ability to think and to create. It's the ability to go beyond where you were yesterday, today. It's the ability to go beyond where you were this morning by the time you go to sleep at night, but not as long as we let them hold us back through the voting process and taking from everything we create. You're beautiful. You're non-ruling. There's a ruling class. There's only one separation, male-female, and that ruling and non-ruling is made up by us. It's time to let it go. It's time to share this kind of news with people, and I hope you'll share what I just brought you today. The everyday people make the world go round. We're not the ruling class. We're the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. Thank you, Sly, for this. Thank you. Oh yeah, I can be right or wrong, but I know this song. What is? Values like you.